quite a bit, this group that talks about near-death experiences. They've been doing wonderful work, and they've had a couple of talks so far. And the next one's going to be at the Hospice Maui Meeting Room, 400 Mahalani Street in Wailuku on May 29th. And you're coming in all the way from Canada to be talking. And you have quite an amazing background we're going to go into. First question, have you been to Hawaii before?
I have. It's been a long time ago. I was on your wonderful island about 20 years ago.
It is wonderful. And how did you find out about the International Near-Death Experiences Group?
Well, it all started. I had my near-death experience, Cindy, back in 1996. And back 20 years ago, talking about something like this wasn't something that you go on the streets and talk to everybody about.
That's true.
In fact, there was no one that I could talk to about it. And I actually had a very dear friend of mine said to me a couple years after it happened, she says, "JC, I have no idea if this is what you experienced, but I want you to go. I'm going to take you to the University of British Columbia, which is the university in Vancouver where I live." And the IONS convention was actually happening there that year. And that's how I came to know of IONS. And from that event, Cindy, I realized I had a near-death experience.
Well, you have quite an interesting background. J.C. Gordon, you were actually born in Ontario, Canada, and on the same date as my sister, September 13th, and you graduated from London's college in 1978. Now that's London, Ontario. And you were in the banking and financial and insurance industries. And then you had this, what many people would call an absolutely horrific accident while you had a chainsaw out. And this is all in your book, by the way. People will find this very, very interesting. And you have an amazing book called Beyond Consciousness, where this whole story is. And thecosmicmedium.com is one of the sites, but also you have some other wonderful sites as well, which we're going to give to people. But tell people, I don't think we have time for the whole story, but you were probably, I mean, when people saw you, your neck was like almost completely cut off from this chainsaw. And then you were taken to the hospital, and then you totally went into this other realm while you were in the hospital, right?
Yeah, exactly right, Cindy. I was literally laying on the emergency room bed, and one moment I'm looking up at the doctor about to 18 inches in front of me, then the next second I'm at the top of the room, and I'm looking down at the tops of their heads. I see myself there. I see my throat just gashed wide open, blood everywhere. And then I'm no longer in that realm. It was like I was in a just complete blackness, complete darkness. It was like I was in a rickety old escalator that was just moving upwards. I certainly sensed it was moving upwards. And I remember seeing, Cindy, this little star, like the first star you see at night, it just started twinkling. And as I was moving upward, it grew. It got bigger and bigger and bigger until it became an all-encompassing white light. And boom, I just went right through it. And where I landed was I landed on top of a mountain. And Cindy, the very moment that I went through that light, I had this incredible feel, this incredible presence that I knew that I was home. This was where I belonged.
And I know, it's interesting, JC, because I had that experience for me that happened in enlightenment, or some people call it cosmic consciousness or nirvana state, where I traveled there. But I kind of wonder, because I've read a lot about this, and I've interviewed Anita Morjani and talked to many people, and what seems interesting is they all go into this amazing, powerful place. It's almost beyond words to describe, but it seems like everyone has a different experience, or a similar but a little different experience of where they experience that place. So did you find that it related to your state of mind or your vibrational energy, or how do you put that together with the fact that some people see this and some people see that and some people do not have that same experience in NDAs or near-death experiences.
Well, what I have come to know what near-death is, the reason why near-death experiences happen. Near-death experiences happen to help us awaken to what our true potential is, what our true reason for being is. And everybody needs to have a different experience because everybody's in the same place. Some people, basically where I went was the realm of timelessness, the realm of where everything is. And I found in NDEs that there are three levels of time that people go through. But Cindy, my experience is that everyone has an experience to help them move on in their life from wherever they were stuck. Certainly it was that way for me.
I think you're absolutely correct. I totally get that. And it's so interesting because beyond time, in nothing, there is absolutely everything. And there is very hard to describe this. Now, you have taken it to a level a lot of people don't. You so much had this amazing experience that you actually started classes and understanding this cosmic vision matrix, and you are actually teaching people some amazing things from this, and it's part of it's in Beyond Consciousness, your book. But you have found that in that state of 100% consciousness, you can unlock immortality, reverse aging, eliminate disease. Now, again, that is seen by other people and has happened. So in this space, maybe you can give us a little bit of a description of the space and what your mission that was given while you were there.
Absolutely. Thank you very much, Cindy. I'd love to. First of all, when I came back, I came back with an absolute understanding that the profundity of all had just been revealed to me. Mm-hmm. And the problem that I was having, Cindy, was how in the world am I going to put this in a presentable manner that everybody can just go, aha, that's right, that's it. And it took me literally 20 years to be able to get to that point. And the simplicity of it, Cindy, is this, is that we all have two consciousnesses. We have a mind consciousness that gives us a reality that we perceive to be real, but we also have a heart consciousness. Mm. And when I say that to people, they kind of look at me and say, well, what are you talking about, a heart consciousness? But what our heart consciousness is things like promptings of intuition, promptings of insights, promptings of hope, prompting of love. If anybody has ever been in love, that is a prompting from your heart consciousness. And when we follow our heart consciousness, in other words, allow our heart consciousness to become our lead energy in life, what it does is it changes a flow of fate. It changes a flow of fate to move us out of the past thoughts that the mind consciousness has that creates things like lack of limitation, pain, suffering, aging, disease, and ultimately physical death into immortality, agelessness, wellness, and eternal abundance and bliss. That's the reason why right now mankind is moving into their ultimate evolutionary state of universal consciousness and one with the universal mind, as the universal mind.
I totally agree with you. In this near-death experience, which for you was totally leaving the body and going to this other place, did you know why you decided not to stay there and to come back? A lot of people have that choice to stay there or not to stay there. Was there some reason you didn't stay?
Absolutely. I remember literally wrestling and negotiating with Source and saying I was told I have to go back. And I was saying, no, I don't want to go back. I was told you have to go back. I said, no, I don't want to go back. And then that profundity was revealed to me. You must go back to tell all who I am. Mm-hmm. And that's why I came back, to to help others understand the reality and the understanding and the totality of all that is. And it's so much greater than anything the mind consciousness can ever perceive. Because where I went, Cindy, was I went to the events that happened before time began. In other words, I was in the I call it the classroom laboratory, and seeing all of the events of time being worked out. It was so where I was something that the mind will never be able to understand, because the mind can only go back to the beginning of time. They can come up with a mathematical formula for the beginning of time, but they can't. The mind can never come back with a formula of nothingness that happened before time began. That's where I was taken.
But in the that is indeed the definition to a degree of enlightenment is going into nothingness and then seeing that a state that you were at. And there have been people, and many of the masters, of course, have taught about this, and we're seeing so many of these amazing perspectives and mind consciousness transformations from people who have had the near-death experience. I'm sure now you're connected with many of the people and able to, like you went to that conference that IANS happened, and all of a sudden you're saying, wow, there is a reason all of these people came back and are sharing their experiences, even though some of them are different, right?
Absolutely. The near-death experience is really what I call the last measure of hope for this grand cosmic process to complete to move on into its timelessness. You know, there have been many grandmasters that have given us messages of hope, including you know, obviously meditation, science, but near death experiences are the only vehicle that I know of that has gone beyond time, that has gone beyond the realms of time, moved through that veil of time into what I call the heart time of all. And many actually even believe, Cindy, that Einstein quite possibly experienced that while he was a child, which is quite possibly the reason that his theory of relativity came so thoroughly as it did.
Did you feel, because I'm wondering what this is, it's such a complete transformation that happens. Did you actually feel like your entire consciousness was completely reborn or re-energized, and that you literally were able to see things in a whole new light?
Oh, absolutely. I was, before I died, I was as left-brained as one could be, Cindy. I was a banker. I was a financial analyst. I managed in excess of $200 million of my client's fund. And I grew up with the most wonderful parents. I'm an only child. And success to me from a very early age meant one thing: how much money one can amass. And that's what I did. And when I had my near-death experience, at the time, I had sold my businesses. I was semi-retired. And when I came back, none of that mattered. None of that mattered. Because of the profundity of the allness and everything that was revealed to me. But absolutely, I couldn't have done more of a 180-degree turn if I don't think it's possible for one to move as much as I did. I was literally awakened.
Yes, I can really get that. If you're just tuning in, I'm talking to J.C. Gordon, the Cosmic Medium. He's an author. He's an inspirational speaker. And he's going to be speaking on Monday, May 29th it's a Tuesday, isn't it? Yeah, Tuesday.
I think it's a Tuesday.
Tuesday,
yeah.
May 29th. And that's going to be at Hospice, part of the IANS. And they've been having wonderful talks. They've been doing it at the Hospice Maui Center. And you are also in the middle of, I imagine, you've been saying you're getting ready to write a whole new book. And it's so interesting, because I hope people get this. When you go through this experience, it's like you're tuned into the source of all creativity. And all of a sudden, it's like all you can do to really get everything out there that you've gotten, right, to try to express it.
Absolutely, it's like a tap that gets turned on, and it's funny you should mention that, because literally in the past 10 days I've written probably 20. I've been downloaded approximately 25,000 words for my next book, The Universal Mind Playbook, and it's just fascinating. It'll be a practical book that everyone can will be able to read it and just go, oh yeah, it's that simple.
It is, and at the same time, what's interesting, I had found after my experience that happened when I was 15, when I left my body, and then the same thing, didn't want to come back because it was so blissful and so full of love and just perfect. But I did, but again, same reason as yours, that I had to try to share what I had experienced with others. But literally, it's so interesting because you can study and you can read books, but when your perspective has changed, you're seeing things almost like from above and trying to express it to those that haven't experienced it. And it's a very sometimes difficult thing to do. And I am so grateful for the people who are talking about near-death experiences. For some reason, it helps not just with people understanding what you've experienced, but it helps people who have had a fear of death, and there's many people that do, to understand that there's nothing to be afraid of. And in fact, it's like graduating to a whole great new level. And it's so hard to really let people know this, because so many people just think that's the end. When you die, there's nothing more.
Exactly. And I've got a personal story about that, Cindy. My mother actually passed away the same day Princess Diana did, back in August 1997. But prior to that, she was a vibrant lady. And one afternoon, at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, she's out walking through a crosswalk, and a car just goes right through, and she flies 50 feet in the air. It's a miracle that she survived. She was in hospital for about 6 months, came out of it, but she only had limited mobility as a result of that. She was on a walker. We went back to see the neurosurgeon. He said, yeah, it'll be a quick fix. It's very simple. We'll just put a shunt in. But unfortunately, she had a major stroke on that and nearly died, and she was in a long care home. And about 3 months before she passed, she went into a coma. And she hadn't come out of it for about 8 weeks. And I would visit her every day. And as I'm visiting her this one day, I just couldn't get out of the door. It was like an invisible barrier that was on the door that didn't let me out. And I internally heard this voice that say, go back and talk with your mother. So I turned around, walked about 10 feet, went back and talked to my mother. And miraculously, as I am walking back, she turns to me, opens her eyes, and says, hi, JC, how are you?
Wow.
And I was like, well, I'm doing good. How are you? And she said, well, I'm not doing very well. Now, normally, I would have said, well, it's okay, Mom, everything's going to be okay. But I knew she was dying. And I said, Mom, you want to know what's going to happen. And this was about a year after I had my near-death experience. And I told her, she's just going to be going on a wonderful journey. She's going to be sleeping. She's going to be going through a light. And I knew that when she went through that light, Cindy, that her father would be greeting her. And when I told her that, she just profusely thanked me. She says, oh, I'm looking so forward to that. And Cindy, the last thing she said to me was, I will love you to the day I died. She turned, closed her eyes, never opened her eyes again. And it's just so comforting for those that are transitioning to really understand what they're transitioning to. It's a very, very important part of life, for sure.
Absolutely. Now, of course, I have found that the bliss I experienced there is not as intense as here, and for good reason. I mean, we're here to do your stuff, and you're doing it. You're working, you're talking, you're telling your story. I want a little bit about the story about the Grail Academy. I'm very interested in that, because I think there's a story behind the Grail, and I'd love to hear your story behind the Grail Academy.
Well, when I came face to face during my near death with the universal mind, it revealed the grail of everything to me. It revealed why life is from its perspective, what timelessness is. And that's what we do at the Grail Academy. We unlock that grail of everything for everybody in their personal life to help them move from the lack, the limitations, the life events that are happening into what their ultimate purpose is. And one thing that I found was that everything in life is destined. Everything in life is actually predestined, and it's through fate, the law of fate, that everything happens the way it does. But it's all predicated around the consciousness that we choose to be our voice, if it be the mind consciousness or our heart consciousness. And that's what the Grail Academy does. It helps our clients get in touch and understand their heart consciousness and let it lead. And when that happens, it's just amazing the results that happen to people. And I'm talking miraculous results. I had one gentleman from San Francisco who contacted me, and he was told to go home and get his affairs in order. He had 2 weeks to live. He was dying of cancer. And when he contacted me, I knew that his particular case had to be accelerated, and I worked with him every day over the phone. It's now 5 years later. He's still alive, and he's cancer-free. There are no limitations. There are zero limitations to what infinite intelligence is.
No, that's so true. And the grailacademy.com is just one of your websites. You have a few websites, beyondconsciousness.info as well. And I'm so glad you're able to share your information and your insight that you've gotten with others, because there is this amazing power that comes through you as you're sharing. I don't know if there's a way not to share it. Once you have an experience like that, I don't think there's any choice, right? I mean, you don't really have a choice. You have to share it, don't you?
You're 100% true, Cindy. When I came back, I knew that I was meant to do nothing else. My purpose in life, this was my only purpose in life. You know, I had the mandate. I was sent back. Tell all who I am. And that's what I have been doing. And Cindy, it's taken me 20 years to be able to, as I said last year when I spoke at the IONS convention in Denver, I'm now ready to come out of the closet. I'm now ready to come out of the closet and reveal everything that I was downloaded, because I know that there's no fear in anything that anybody can throw at me, because that 20 years was kind of like my internship to be able to get to this point.
Well, you know, it's funny because Anita Morjani, you know her, she also said a similar thing after her experience, that it took her years to actually assimilate and be able to put it out. And then, of course, writing the book that she wrote took years as well, because she wrote it once and then Wayne Dyer said, go write it over again, and she did that. So that's all part of it. I think as well, it's a very important part of it, I think, because you are transformed in a way, and you have to be able to take what you experience and take that energy, which is that grail, unlimited consciousness, the infinite consciousness, and be able to put it in words, which is not easy. It really is not easy.
That was the toughest thing for me, Cindy. It wasn't so much how it relates to everything that is around us. The tough thing for me was, how do I translate it and make it simple so that everybody can just go, oh, yeah, that makes sense.
Well, yeah, I think your quote that you use on your site, we cannot solve our problems with the same thinking we use to create them, by Albert Einstein, really is at the core of that, and kind of a few times you alluded to that, because once you do go to that other higher consciousness, you realize there's a whole different way of looking at something, and you can't really try to solve your problems with the old way of thinking.
Exactly right. And that's the mind consciousness versus the heart consciousness. Because what has been opened up to me is the portal to timelessness, which is the infinite intelligence of all, the cosmic consciousness of what the universal mind is. And that portal to timelessness is available to all of us. We all have it in us. It's just a matter of activating it and becoming one with it and allowing its profundities to reveal themselves.
And it sounds simple, but really there is methods and there is dedication to that process needed. I'm curious because obviously we understand the mind and we understand the heart, but where does the soul play a role for you in this?
Well, that's a great question. We have two energetic essences. One is a spirit, and a spirit is an energy. And science has confirmed energy never dies.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what our spirit is. And it has just basically transitioned from the timelessness realm into our time realm. And every time it transitioned out of timelessness into a time realm, it carries with it a soul. It carries with it a soul that has a life purpose, that has a reason for being. It has a look, and everything that we are is as a result of what our soul is. But when the last breath has been taken, the soul and spirit transition back. And when I had my near-death experience, I actually saw the library of souls where souls come in and out of and connect with the spirit, and then the spirit and soul come back in. But
is that similar to the Akashic records?
It would be, yeah. That, mm-hmm. That's another name for it. I call it the library of souls. Mm-hmm. When what I saw was this big round room that had like CD sleeves just everywhere that were just moving in and out, that's what I saw during my near-death experience. But our souls are just temporary, based on the life experience and the amount of breath that we're going to have. But the spirit doesn't die. The spirit is eternal, and the spirit resides within the central canal of our spinal cord. That's where that is. It was Swedenborg that discovered it back in the 1800s, and he called it spiritus lymph. But that is the essence what our spirit is.
Well, the Sting song, we're spirits in the material world. But the material world, and I'm sure you saw this too, the material world, as you were saying, is changing. As more and more people experience this, we're actually changing the energy field of our consciousness here on Earth as well.
Absolutely, and when I had my near-death experience, it was like a classroom experience for me, and the cosmic vision matrix of the universal mind was revealed, and how it all plays out, and the wonderful thing that people don't have anything to worry about is in timelessness, everything that we know of time has already happened, and we're just it doesn't matter if it could have been Da Vinci putting the final strokes on the Mona Lisa, or the signing of the Declaration of Independence, or whatever's going to come at us tomorrow, it's already all happened in timelessness.
Mm. Mm. Yeah, and that moment, and many people say this now moment, but there's many, 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 many infinite levels, I guess, happening in one moment, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. Not only in the universe that we know, but in many other parallel universes that make up the multiverse totality of the whole.
Absolutely. And this is where it gets into the cosmic energy.
Yeah.
And also, the decisions, do people want to, come back once they've been there? Are they going to be born again, or do they feel a need to come, or maybe karmically they need to? Did you feel yourself in this experience able to completely finish the karmic, or was there more karmic work to do that you hadn't finished in this lifetime?
That's why I had my near-death experience. Mm. I had my near-death experience to be able to be in a position to complete that. Mm. If I didn't have my near-death experience, Cindy, I doubt if I ever would have completed it, because, I know I never would have completed it because I never would have encountered the joy and the bliss and the unconditional love of what it all means.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And how do people, what's the best site for people to get your book and find out more about your work and the Grail Academy and all the work that you're doing?
Well, I'd say the best site for anybody now would be to go to my personal site, thecosmicmedium.com. And if anybody has any interest in what I do, just drop me an email, and I have a free 15-minute session that I do with everybody to help them discover where they're at in this journey. And that would be the best place, Cindy.
And what's that email?
The website is www.thecosmicmedium.com.
And there's a site to connect with you there, to contact you there.
Absolutely.
So in these sites, now you say you call yourself the cosmic medium. I think that the term to understand, there's a big difference between someone who's a medium on this plane, but someone who's doing a cosmic medium. So you're coming from a higher level of consciousness, an overview of what their life's supposed to be about. Is that correct?
Well, yeah. I am the gatekeeper of the universal mind and 100% consciousness. That was made very clear to me during my experience and over the past 20 years. And I help lead people into the portal of timelessness to activate their infinite self, to become one with the universal mind, its cosmic consciousness, its infinite intelligence, its communication, and its predestined fate that awaits us all.
But one thing people I have found don't realize, that even after you attain cosmic consciousness, enlightenment, nirvana, your life doesn't stop. That's just the beginning. There's a lot of work to do after you achieve. You've seen this 20 years just to get yourself ready,
exactly
right?
Exactly right. Cindy, I just had the great pleasure this morning, as a matter of fact, with a gentleman in San Francisco, to lead him into that oneness with the universal mind. And as he was making his final transition, he literally went through that light, and when he was there, he heard and saw the words, "Welcome home, you've made it."
And that's a wonderful place to be.
That is only the beginning. And I had another client tell me he has his black belt, and he said that the master that he worked with, once he got his black belt, told him, he said, "This is only the beginning. Just because you have your black belt doesn't mean you've reached the end. It's just the beginning." And that's the way it is with the infinite intelligence and our lives for that moment, because we all are timeless. We all are timeless. And it's just a matter of us now in this incarnation, in this life, right now, being able to activate that.
Absolutely true. Well, I just love what you have to say, and I think a lot of people will be very interested to see you Tuesday, May 29th at Hospice. And I have to say thank you to the IANS community. It's got an interesting story because it was in Santa Barbara, and Susan Ward and others have kind of dedicated themselves to making it happen here on Maui. So it's kind of brand new, just been going on for a few months, but we get these gifts of wonderful people like yourself able to come and share your stories. And it's a beautiful way to do that. And it's perfect that I think that it's at Hospice, because there's so many people there also that can really learn so much from people like you and others who've been coming. So again, this is at Hospice in Wailuku, May 29th, and it's in the meeting room there. And I really think that I want to take my hat off to the IANS community for doing the work that they're doing, because it seems like they're doing fantastic work.
They really are. They've helped so many people, and if it wasn't for IANS, Cindy, I wouldn't have continued on with my journey, because back in 1999, when I went up to UBC, I didn't know what to do, to be quite honest with you. I didn't know where it was going. And I listened to a speaker by the name of PMH Atwater, and she's probably the world's foremost expert on near-death experiences. And I don't know what she said, but whatever she said it woke me up. And I had the opportunity last year in Denver to go up and give her a big hug and meet her and tell her thank you very much, but she saved my life.
Well, that's all the time we have. It's just been wonderful talking to you. I can't wait to meet you on the 29th at Hospice, and people can find you, the
Likewise.
Cosmic Medium, at thecosmicmedium.com, and we'll see you soon. Aloha.
Aloha. Thank you, Cindy.
Thank you.